Virunga Energy is a company belongs to the Virunga National Park, which is supplying electricity in the city of Goma since 3 years now. And almost all industries, hotels, and big companies of Goma use Virunga power than the National Electricity Company, as Virunga has a big quantity and a good quality of electricity. And since a week, there was some problems in the Virunga line coming to Goma at the level of Kibumba, a zone under M23 control. And Virunga was supplying electricity via a backup line directly to Goma. And this backup line had been cut by M23 in Kibumba, so Goma is in the dark.
Jaffa, who controls the Virunga energies? Is that the government or is it private?
Virunga belongs to the Virunga National Park. The Virunga National Park is a government park, but the industry belongs to the park. In DRC, we have what we call SNEL, National Society of Electricity. But the Virunga Energy doesn't belong to that National Society of Electricity. This energy belongs to the park. It was done so that locals around the park can protect trees of the park, because, you know, we use trees to make choco for making food in families. So the idea of this national park was to produce electricity so that people of Goma and surrounding the park won't use any more trees to cook and to prepare food at home.
It says that due to clashes between the FARDC, that's the Congolese army, and the M23, is it because of the fighting there in the east?
Exactly. Fighting in the zone in the park, as M23 control even the dam. The hydropower of Virunga is under M23 control since Lakeria now, and almost the line coming from Virunga to Goma, like 85%, is under M23 control. So fighting between the two armies is the reason of this power cut. But the government of DRC has already accused M23 and the support of Rwanda to cut this electricity so that they can isolate the city of Goma. As you know, without electricity, Goma will fail, because people need electricity to do everything.
So, Jaffa, who controls Goma now? Is it the FARDC or M23?
Goma is still under the government control, FARDC. But in the north of Goma, only less than 20 kilometers separate the city of Goma to M23. And in the west, it's like 30 kilometers between Goma and M23 rebels.
Jaffa, thank you so much again for talking with us.
You're welcome.